Good morning. My guest this morning is Eris Reaver, the Outreach and Event Coordinator for the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition. Good morning, Eris.
Good morning.
What we're talking about is festivities, the second annual Bikes, Blues, and Brews Concert and Silent Auction.
Yeah, so this is not just a festivity. It should be a really great party, but it's also one of our big fundraisers for the year that supports the activities that the Bicycle Coalition does throughout the year.
And talk about those activities a little bit, what you do.
Yeah, the mission of the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition, we are a nonprofit, and our mission is to make bicycling safer and easier in Sonoma County through a combination of education and advocacy. So we work to make sure that the cities and the county do what they need to do to keep bicyclists in mind when they're doing transportation projects. And then we educate cyclists on how to do so more safely and more responsibly. And then we also educate drivers on how to share the road with cyclists.
Oh, very good. Are you a bicyclist yourself?
I am. I'm more of a transportational cyclist in terms of riding work to the store as opposed to go out for 100 miles for fun. But there's all different kinds of ways to enjoy a bike.
Well, I am noticing that bicycling has taken an absolute quantum leap in Sonoma County and also in Lake County, where I spent some time last week.
Sonoma County really has become a big destination for cyclists. We do have a lot of people coming for the beautiful rides that we have and the beautiful roads and trails that we have to ride on.
What will happen at this event? It's Saturday, August 4th, 8 to 11 p.m. at the Saturday Afternoon Club on 430 10th Street in Santa Rosa.
We'll have live music by local band The Zins, great dance party kind of band. We'll be selling beer and wine donated by Hen House Brewing, Kendall Jackson, and Geyser Peak. And we have a silent auction and a raffle. And it's just amazing the amount of businesses who have donated all kinds of amazing things, from jewelry made from recycled bicycle parts to Yuba Cargo Bike, it's a local company here in Cotati, to a weekend in Tahoe, and all kinds of things in between.
Well, I've noticed on your press release the participation of Oliver's Market. I'm giving a personal shout out to Oliver's Market right now. I think they're great people. I would never buy my groceries anywhere else.
And they have been great supporters of the Bicycle Coalition. They participate in our Bike to Work Month program and a lot of other things that we do. We've also, for this event, I have to give another shout out. We got a small community grant from the County Board of Supervisors that's helping us with some of the upfront costs for the concert. So whatever you spend when you come, whether it's your admission at the door, buying beer, or bidding on an auction item, all of that is coming straight to the coalition.
Excellent. So how many people do you expect to come to this?
Well, the capacity of the space is about 150 to 200, and I'd love to fill it.
I see no reason why you shouldn't. I really mean that I recently took a trip to Oregon. And from here to Oregon and back again, it was wall-to-wall bikes.
That's great.
It's the whole consciousness of people about bicycles and bicycling, I think, has changed a lot in the last year.
It definitely has. There still is a little bit of a backlash sometimes in that there are some folks, when they're behind the wheel of an automobile, get cranky about a group of cyclists in front slowing them down.
What word you would choose.
So, but the roads are public for everyone, no matter how many wheels you're on, whether you're on two wheels or four wheels.
That's right.
And California law requires that when you pass a cyclist in your car, that you give us 3 feet of space. So in other words, if you opened your car door and hit the cyclist, you're too close.
Eris, thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Let's tell people that Bikes, Blues, and Brews is coming Saturday, August 4th, this coming Saturday, 8 to 11 p.m. at the Saturday Afternoon Club, 430 10th Street in Santa Rosa. Got a telephone number for information?
Yeah, you can call us at 545-0153, or you can go on our website at bikesonoma.org.
Great. Thanks again, Eris.
Thanks, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.